The Nightmare is nearing its end for a Guelph pilot and his crew, who have been held without charges in the Dominican Republic for more than 7 months after reporting suspected contraband on their aircraft. Now, they're one step closer to coming home. Paperwork was filed to free the five PIVOT crew members who have been detained in the Dominican Republic for 220 days after reporting suspected contraband on their aircraft, said Eric Edmondson, CEO of PIVOT Airlines, in an email. Pending the final court sign-off, Edmondson said the process will begin to grant necessary government documentation and approvals to fly the crew home. There have been considerable delays and uncertainty throughout this case, and we are urging the Dominican Republic authorities to begin the process of releasing the crew without delay. Due to this uncertainty, and the very real potential for unforeseen delays, we do not yet have a timeline for the crew's return, he said. Still, Guelph pilot Rob DiVincenzo said they're beyond relieved. These last 7 months have been the most difficult thing any of us have ever experienced. We have lived with constant uncertainty away from our loved ones and our lives, he said via the same email from the company. Today, the nightmare is finally one step closer to being over. DiVincenzo and his crew have been detained since April 5, when they took a charter flight from Toronto to Punta Cana. When readying the plane to fly home, they found suspicious bags in a hard-to-access part of the aircraft, later revealed to be 200 kgs of cocaine. They notified both Canadian and Dominican authorities, who searched the aircraft before taking the five crew members and six passengers into custody. The crew then endured inhumane conditions, spending 9 days in a small cell with 26 other inmates and minimal access to food and water, along with numerous threats to their lives. They were released from jail, but barred from leaving the country while the matter was before the court. Even though we have paid an unimaginable price, we know we did the right thing by reporting those drugs 7 months ago, DiVincenzo said. We are deeply relieved that these five Canadians will soon return home to their families and loved ones, Edmondson said. We are grateful for their courage, resilience, and honesty throughout this devastating ordeal. When they return, he said, they will be returning as heroes.